Marcus, we need to address a critical security story that's generating significant concern. The discovery of 21 zero-day vulnerabilities in FFmpeg. This impacts virtually every application that handles video and audio processing.
The scope of this is staggering when you consider FFmpeg's ubiquity. It's embedded in everything from web browsers and media players to enterprise video processing systems and streaming platforms. 21 zero-days represents one of the most significant vulnerability disclosures we've seen in core internet infrastructure this year.
The technical details are particularly concerning. FFmpeg processes untrusted media files constantly across the internet, making these vulnerabilities prime targets for exploitation. The research from DepthFirst reveals that many of these flaws involve memory corruption issues that could enable remote code execution, essentially allowing attackers to take control of systems simply by convincing users to open malicious media files.
From a business continuity perspective, this creates immediate risk management challenges for any organization that processes media content. Video streaming services, social media platforms, content management systems, they all depend on FFmpeg either directly or through applications that embed it. The patching process will be complex because FFmpeg is so deeply integrated into various software stacks.
The HN discussion reveals that security researchers have been finding vulnerabilities in FFmpeg consistently, but 21 zero-days from a single research effort suggests there may be systematic security issues in the codebase. This raises questions about the security review processes for critical open-source infrastructure that the entire internet depends on.
This connects to broader questions about open source security funding and sustainability. FFmpeg is maintained by a relatively small team, despite its critical importance to internet infrastructure. The economic incentives for thorough security auditing don't align with the software's widespread usage and importance.
There's also a technical lesson here about the challenges of secure media processing. Media formats are incredibly complex, with numerous edge cases and legacy compatibility requirements. This complexity creates attack surfaces that are difficult to eliminate without breaking compatibility with existing content and applications.
The timing is particularly challenging given increased regulatory scrutiny of cybersecurity practices. Organizations that experience breaches due to FFmpeg vulnerabilities may face significant compliance and liability issues, especially if patches were available but not promptly applied.
Looking at the developer tools landscape more broadly, we're also seeing interesting developments in AI-assisted coding. The guide for setting up local coding agents on macOS demonstrates how AI development tools are becoming more accessible for individual developers, potentially changing how security vulnerabilities like these FFmpeg issues are discovered and addressed.
That's an intriguing connection. AI coding assistants could potentially identify security issues more systematically than manual code review, but they also introduce new dependencies and potential attack vectors. The balance between AI-enhanced productivity and security risk management is still being worked out across the industry.
The PACA project, the lightweight Jira alternative designed for human-AI collaboration, represents another aspect of this evolution. As AI tools become more integrated into development workflows, we need project management systems that can effectively coordinate between human developers and AI assistants. This could become increasingly important as teams adopt more AI-augmented development practices.